April 10, 2023. It's a Watt from Pedro show. I'm just a dreamer, mostly drifting with the wind, putting stock into the notion that is how I want to live, taking the ridicule and stride, just be yourself, man, toe the line, long overdue that I stopped trying. Seeing myself through strangers' eyes. If you're keen on wasting your days, saving doubts up in your mind, banking them to send opinions, just gonna leave you high and dry. For what it's worth, you're doing fine. Just be yourself and walk the line. Long overdue that you stop trying. Seeing yourself through strangers' eyes. Stop trying. seeing yourself through strangers' eyes. Hey, no mind, I'm just a dreamer, mostly drifting with the wind, putting stock into the notion that is how I want to live.
Bye for Pedro Show. Happy Monday. Start off with John Coltrane talking. No, this is him playing with Dizzy Gillespie. That's right. That's tomorrow's show. I got six of them this week. Sorry, people. But it's opportunities. None of them, no B-word burden. It's all O-word opportunity, people. I'm not digging ditches here. I'm fucking sharing music. It's a beautiful opportunity.
Man.
And you can see I'm not man alone mode totally because of those Skype engineers or software engineers with their Skype invention from Estonia. I got Tony Cacchetti with me. Welcome aboard, brother Tony. Fratello.
Hey, man. Yeah. What's up?
Anyway.
Glad to have you. Glad to be here, I mean.
yep. And I should finish up with the fucking spiel. Jumping with Sid, Symphony Sid. This is when John Coltrane was younger, man, playing with Dizzy Gillespie, 1951 Birdland radio broadcast. And then we had, Tony Cacchetti with Stranger's Eyes. But, Tony, got to thank Howard for the connect, first off. But then I'd like to know, I'd like you to bring your earliest musical recollection, please.
Earliest, geez, that's
remember, it's a Watt for Pedro show.
That I'm aware of, probably.
It's a Watt for Pedro show. There's no hard questions. There's no wrong answers. So, okay.
That's right. All my family is musicians. My parents are still working musicians, all my siblings. So we can get into that. That's a cool story. But as far as my remembering, probably like around, I'd say four or five, because we were a traveling musical act. We're out of Detroit, Michigan originally. And like I said, my parents both are musicians, and they started having kids, ended up having 10 of them, and they took it on the road, and we lived in a bus and did all that whole thing for about 16 years, and so that was mostly my childhood growing up. So I mean, music has been a part of my life, and still is, obviously, but I'd say the earliest recollection where I started figuring stuff out was probably around 4 or 5, I'd say.
It was the bus.
Yeah, it was the sound of the Detroit diesel engine knocking me to sleep.
Getting you from gigs in a trippy way. It sounds to me like vaudeville, where when you're born into the act.
Totally, man. Totally.
Music was like that? Petra's father, Charlie Hayden, the bass player. He was yodeling cowboy Charlie when he was a boy. Before he got on the bass, he yodeled like at 3 or 4 years old on the radio and Branford, Missouri. So Branson, that's what it's called. Branson?
Yeah.
Somewhere by foot of.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Foot of the Ozarks or anyway. And that's why he made that record with Pat Metheny, because they were both Missouri cats, Missouri Skyline. Anyway, okay. So they had instruments, right, on the bus, in the pad where you grew up, whatever. Well, I guess it was a mobile pad. Did you jump on any of those early without being told to?
Yeah, I did. I kind of first picked up my drums because my older brother Chris is a drummer. He plays with me sometimes in bands, and an awesome drummer. And he, just being my big brother and kind of looking up to him, I kicked those off first and kind of just jumped on, listening to albums and playing along with them. And then, my other brother, Gino, he's an excellent guitar player and singer. And that's kind of where all that kind of meld, the groove and then the trying to teach myself how to play guitar. And I kind of did they showed me some stuff, and it was all mostly by ear. And, that's kind of how I picked those up.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what was school like?
So my parents, we're both music school teachers before we went on the road officially, and so they kind of just picked that up through correspondence for all of us, as so my mom and dad kind of split the bill, and we just learned on the road, and we would send in the tests and all that, and that's kind of how it worked. And then
I was going to ask you because usually one of my questions is, were you in the fucking marching band or the choir, shit like that?
Yeah, no, it was far removed
from that. Well, a lot of dudes, that's their first music experience, and then some schools got rid of the music program, so that's why I asked that shit. What was the first record, Tony, that you bought with your own money?
First record?
Or, piece of music, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, geez, I'm trying to think with my own money.
Yeah, because when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money, so that's why I asked that.
Yeah, dude, I can't. I don't even know if I can. Because I have older siblings, and I was kind of in the back end of the crew, like the B team, as my mom calls it. So I probably was a kid of the, you know, the 80s and all that. And but my siblings, you know, turned me on to all the earlier stuff, the 70s and 60s stuff. But as far as, oh, geez, probably with who would I have been listening to earlier that I would have bought? Man, I can't even think of it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you got a lot of money, so you got to, like, really focus.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, we got so much money. What do I get? But if you're the youngest one, the caboose of the listening train, they probably handed you down all kinds of shit to listen to, right?
Oh, they did, man. I grew up with all kinds of just a wide variety of stuff. Because my mother was she was an opera singer, and my dad was a jazz guy, a trumpet player, and he was on a lot of the early Motown session. He was a session player for Motown.
And
he also did a lot of the jazz. Yeah, he also did a lot of the jazz stuff and played with behind all the casino gig. Yeah, so.
Like I'm ready to finish an Alice Coltrane biography Miss Faye Berkman wrote. And the Detroit jazz scene was wild ass. You know, Alvin Jones comes out of that, and his brother Hank and Thad.
My dad was friends with all those guys.
But
yeah.
That's, you know, I'm figuring this is one of the reasons where Motown, because these cats probably, you know, double dipped and whatever. Music is music, and that's why that's got that thing, you know.
What a trip.
And then Joe Brazil, the guy, you know, he lived in Detroit before the Seattle. He's the guy who recorded the Love Supreme that just came out from out there. And he was also on a stage and all that. Let me ask you this. First gig you saw live, maybe your family playing?
I mean, it was my family playing. But the first, I think my brother, first gig, I think he took me to a Journey show, actually, in the early 80s. And that was, I fell in love with them. Actually, that might have been one of the first records I bought with my own money, and I still dig Journey a lot.
I saw them when they were just four dudes. And actually, the singer was the dude who sang for the organ man who did for Santana, Greg Rowley.
Okay, yeah, because what's his name was part of Santana, the guitar player, right? Neil Sean.
Right, like a teenager or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you see him in the Woodstock, right? That thing, he's like 17 years old or so. They were kind of like a prog band. They changed when they got that singer.
Steve Perry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But, the only thing that stays the same is change. Let me ask you, did you get in a band with your brothers as a boy? With your brothers?
I didn't get in a band with them, you said?
Yeah, because, usually I ask people, hey, not after school, like graduating, but in the afternoon, did you do the garage band, basement band, bedroom band? I got to change your questions with you.
Oh, man, I got to, yeah, there's, I was, my my brothers are probably like 15, 16 years older than me, so I was like the punk kid. I mean, they were cool to me, but I kind of did my own thing that way. But I was around them, watching them with their bands in the basement and whatnot, and it was cool, you know. So
sure. But you said the first instrument you got on was drums?
Yeah, it was, and I kind of dabbled in trumpet. I actually wish I would have stayed with it because I picked it up really fast, and my dad was, you know, teaching me that, and then I kind of, like most kids do, just let stuff go and regret it later. But
everybody wants to get on guitar, right? Because that's what you see on the TV, you know.
Yeah.
Even with the side people, it's mainly the guitar man. Nobody wants, you know, right?
I saw the ladies my brother Gino was getting, you know, his singing and guitar. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, right, right.
Maybe I should go.
The drum and bass crew or the trumpet guys. Yeah. Look, you gave me this.
But those guys were getting the quality women, the bass players. And
that takes a little longer to develop that understanding.
That's right.
Look, you gave me this tune, Hard to Dance, with the devil on your back. So let's play this.
It's hard to dance with the devil on your back, burning holes in the floor, but that don't hold a Tuesday. Just get yourself a preacher, a frozen knapsack, 'cause it sure ain't easy dancing with the devil on your back. Betty Lou was the
that girl knew how to dance. But with my two left feet and being slightly offbeat, for me and Betty, there won't gonna be a chance. Then I started pondering just like old Robert Johnson. At them crossroads, I go and strike a deal. I'd ask old Lucifer, make me dance like Fred Astaire. And in return, just say so you can steal. But it's hard to dance with the devil on your back, burning holes in the floor with that old holy two-step. Just get yourself a preacher or a frozen knapsack, 'cause it sure ain't easy dancing with the devil on your back. Well, boy,
yeah,
you know what happened next?
What?
I'm gonna tell you. Break it down for me. My legs, they started tingling. My change, it was jingling. My hips, they were moving. My feet, they were grooving. Oh, Lord, I think I could dance. Oh, Betty Lou, come on over here, girl. Yeah. We jumped onto the dance floor and pop, my ankle. Oh, I think I broke my ankle. Oh, Betty Lou, where you going? Come on, girl, I'll be okay. No, come on. My boy, that's called a sinner spin. And you just danced it better than any sinner that ever sinned. I think that you will be smoking hot on my fiery dance floor. So limp yourself on over, 'cause I think it's time we go. Talk to dance with the devil on your back, burning holes in the floor with that old holy two-step. Let's get yourself a preacher or a frozen knapsack, 'cause it sure ain't easy dancing with the devil. Devil on your back.
you hug the corners like a cherub of the rain-whipped coast. You take the ocean in with your cherry blossom grin. I'm just a speed witch, been swept and worn. I give up the ghost. So, and takes the you and the certificate too. I paint to a shovel with a bed and blue in bed. Predictable as that Sunday is here. You can trust me, baby, to reappear. Let's face it, you're dry, like a cherub of the starless night. You're drawing your feathered friends with your cherry blossom gin. I'm just a spotting, tattered and black eye. Take off my head. So take cheers to you and a coating pass to. I'll write you a letter. It shall be. Trust me, baby, to reappear, reappear, reappear.
Come in the morning. Come in the morning. Come in the morning. Come in the morning. Bring a little love. Bring a little love. Bring a little love. Bring a little love. After you try wealth. After you try fame. After you try money. Time and time again. Try love. Try love. Try love. Try love. Try love. Come after midnight. Come after midnight. Come after midnight. Come after midnight. And bring a little love. Bring a little love. After you try well. After you try fame. After you try money, time and time again. Try love, try love, try love, try love, try love. Try love, try love, try love, try love, try love.
Window pane, no sun today. Candles dance like blowing leaves and waves in the bay. Warm to cool, the coffee dies like a fire in the wind. Rain collects in pails of gold underneath the brim. Beautiful, she said to me, peel away the rind on my honey tangerine. All lost the ships at sea, where have they gone? Sailors' knots that come undone sent them along.
said I'm tired, I'm broke, and warm. That's the shape I'm in. This old world keeps messing with me. I'm gonna move out into the trees. I'm home.
Start that Chuck music off. Tony Cachetta with Hard to Dance with the Devil on Your Back. Parenthetical. Then we had, I got a bunch of tunes from this proj. It's the Bromley Symphony Orchestra featuring the Underwood Piano Harlequin Quintet. And this is Cities in Memory, Diomira. And it's from Italo Calvino's Invisible Cities. So it's like an interpretation of a book and stuff. The Cats in Eugene. Randolph from the Museum of Virtual Memory. After that, from Holland, brand new, Jan Bart Lu with Shower Mystery. And he used a little bit of Watchspiel at the end. He had me read some Nihongo, which, yeah, that's a trip. Maxine Fuca from her new record. She's got a tune called Cherry Blossom Gin. I know gin blossoms, right? It's a nice, attractive thing you get on the nose from drinking too long. Anyway, yeah. Hey, you got a nice nose, like a bran muffin, motherfucker. Tom Hall after that with Crumpling State. Not crumbling, people, but crumpling. I love that. That's what happens when I got bad knees. When they give out, I crumple. Jeb Lloyd Nichols after that with Try Love. Tim Hill with Honey Tangerine. Muskeg Mudsuck out of Anchorage, Alaska with Le Sable et Le Vent. Sorry, pardon my Francais. Shadow Animals, brand new project from Brother Jason. Rock and Roll Music, what a title, right? That's never going to get used again. And then finally, Tony Cachetti with Shape I'm In. Yeah, I'm thinking of Rick Danko. Huh? Love
yeah, man.
And Richard Manuel, those guys, their voices. I mean, the most trippy fucking voices, but that's what it's about, right? Somehow you get a voice that cats can recognize.
No doubt, man.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I think that only Levon was a U.S. I think that they were Canadian cats. But Rick Danko, man, big influence on me. But that Richard Manuel, trippy way of singing.
Oh, God, man.
God.
Oh, man, all those cats. That whole band. I mean,
yeah, Levon, too.
I listen to
beautiful.
Those albums.
Yeah, yeah, absolute. And then Gareth, right? He didn't do the singing, but he knew how to play, right? And he ended up teaching all them cats. Garth, that's right.
Garth, yeah.
Yeah, because Gareth Sager's got a brand new record. Them G names, you know, they're challenged too much. So to continue with your journey, Brother Tony. So you're watching Gino doing the guitar, so you want to get on it. You remember getting on your first guitar? It probably was acoustic.
It definitely was my brothers were cool in the fact that they'd let me, you know, because their stuff was always late. We had music instruments everywhere, and
right.
And so I would noodle around on it, and then I kind of just, like I said, taught myself, and I didn't really pick it up serious where I started to, like, you know, dive into books to try to teach myself some more advanced stuff till around, you know, like the early 90s when I was getting into the grunge scene and all that, and then I dabbled on the electric guitar and had a rock band for a while that was super fun and great memories in that. And
well, let me ask you, did you use it for like a springboard to write songs?
Yeah, I always used to write. My mom will even tell you when I was young, I had a really good memory for like nursery rhyme books and stuff, and she'd read them to me once or twice, and I'd remember them, you know, verbatim. And so I think that's kind of where the rhyming started. And then I started getting into, you know, more poetry and stuff like that. And I think that sparked that. And then once I connected it with the music, you know, it just kind of naturally happened organically. And then, you know, it just went from there. So I always had a hankering for writing, you know, stories and putting them to music and whatnot. So,
you know, when you say rhyming and stuff and kids, I'm thinking of Syd Barrett and that Piper at the Gate of Dawn Pink Floyd record, and you can tell them tunes and then reading the Mike Barnes did the Cat Beefheart book, Rob Chapman did the Syd Barrett book, a very irregular head, and he talks about he knows the name of the book where the guy actually lifted some of the rhymes. But yeah. Can you remember the first tune you wrote?
The first tune I wrote was I think it was a tune called Magic Poison Clown, actually. It was pretty trippy. My in Jacksonville, Florida. I lived in Florida down for quite a good spell in my life. A lot of my family's still there, and my dad
really?
Moved
no,
us there.
Really? No, Jacksonville.
In Detroit, yeah.
Jacksonville, Navy Town.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And get this, and, really easy to get to from here in Pedro. You just go the I-10 freeway, make a starboard, and keep on going.
That's right.
No, it's one fucking freeway. The I-10, they call it the Christopher Columbus Intercontinental Highway. It connects Santa Monica with Jacksonville Beach.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that, man. Yeah, I got
that's why I wanted you on the show.
Jeez,
I wanted to enlighten you to that fact. But, yeah, Jacksonville's a Navy town. Like, Wilt Hamilton, his daddy, chief, like my pop, was a machinist mate. And he's there. So what happened? You were playing in Jacksonville? Well, you lived there, and you were playing with some cats?
Yeah, I was actually, got my like rock band together, and my buddy Chad, who's doesn't play music at all, but he's got a great ear for it. He's got great with melody. He used to hum them, and we'd sit and write songs, and that was one of the first ones that I ever kind of officially that was a full song, and we were up on my parents' roof, drinking beers and doing other stuff.
Yep.
And we came up with Magic Poison Clown and. Yeah, and then it went from there, man. So it was like...
Well, what was this band called?
It was called Casual Folklore.
And that's a good one.
The folklore had no E at the end, of course. It was like the edgy way to spell it, So.
Get the search engine hits. Look, can you remember the first Casual Folklore gig?
Yeah, it was... where did we play the first one? I think... Well, it was after we did this, our drummer had a big bash for his birthday, and we played this killer kind of house party. But then after that, the first, I think, official gig we ever did was up at Jackrabbit's.
I know that place.
Yeah.
Played it many times. Yeah. In fact, that cat's from San Diego, Tim.
Yeah.
One of the bosses.
Yep, Tim, yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
so
small
fucking
world.
That was one of the
world.
First
small
official
world.
Ones, yeah.
Small world. Man, that's a trippy scene there on that road.
Hell yeah. San Marco and all that.
Yeah. And especially the alley behind it. And there's a laundromat a block away. Oh, man. I've many, many times I've pulled that shift. And always dug it. Good people. It gets a little sweaty in the summer.
Yeah, very sweaty. Yeah.
Yeah. So was this gig a success?
It was. We had a bunch of our friends, and there was even some like walk-ins, and we picked up a bunch of new fans. And
great.
Yeah, and then we just kind of went from there and did our thing, and it went the way of we were a solid band for quite a few years, and then it kind of just went the way of the old cliche where people started to want to get into relationships and do that thing, and it kind of just dissolved on its own, But I have a lot of fond memory. That was a great time in my life. So.
I think the three words are ran its course.
That's right.
That's politically like the best way to put it or something. Did you guys tour?
Yeah.
Did you guys tour?
We didn't. We toured kind of just like regionally in that area. We didn't really, we didn't land anything that took us out of kind of the Georgia, Florida,
Sure, panhandle.
That area. But, right. Yeah, it was a blast, and we kept it real. And we did one official album that kind of was released. It was called Little Mary, and we did that down at Jay Stanley's place in Orlando. He was the original guitar player for what became Matchbox 20 when they were Tabitha Secret before. He was and he had a studio down there, and it came out great. It was fun.
People don't realize how big Florida is. I mean, because it's bent like
that. Oh my God, it's
massive.
You could
do five,
yeah.
Six, seven gigs on tour, no prop. So. After that band runs its course, what's next for you music-wise?
So I kind of was doing a duo, kind of acoustic duo with my younger sister Gina, who is amazing in her own right. She is a vocalist and also writes songs, and we just gigged around the area. And then from there, we picked up my brother Chris, jumped in the band, and we had another bass player friend of ours, and we started a little outfit called The Afterwhile, and we were kind of dabbling more into the kind of the roots music at that point. And and married it with our, you know, soul background and funk and all that. And it, it became a cool little project. And then,
Damn, I wish you would have gave me some. Yeah, yeah. I wish you would have flown me some. But no, you got this new stuff. And, but, you know, you're making me curious, even for the fucking casual folklore. We're at the end of the first hour, April 2023. This Pedro Show special guest, Tony Cacchetti. Hold tight for hour two. April 10, 2023, second hour, Walk for Pedro Show.
Hello, my little darling, can you hear my song? I know it's awfully quiet, I don't want to wake your mom. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've been feeling anxious, waiting on you to show a little more being patient, then I will hold you close. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Blue's my favorite color, in case you wanna know, my thumbs are double jointed, maybe yours will be also. Never tell just where you're going. There'll be those who try to drag you down here. Just remember, oh, remember, you are something special. There ain't no one like you. Keep this front and center, and it will guide you through. Keep this front and center, and it will guide you through. Thank you.
It could be worse. It could be worse. I'm coming home. 1,200 miles. See me coming. Black smoke in the sky. I've been away way too long. I'm a forgetting her loving arms. Hey, ticket lady, please, ma'am, help this lonesome son. 'Cause I need a one way headed south, the 261. See, I got this letter here just yesterday. Saying, child, come back home, please make haste. It's been a while, a long old while, since I remember her loving smile. It went away those years ago, when she was left with not much to hold. But now there's hours past and feels like slow rain. Oh, washing down all over this damn train. I'm wanting one more time next to you. Hear you whispering, oh my child, mama loves you.
Our show start off the second hour. Tony Cacchetti doing double jointed. My sister was like that when she was young, twist her arms all up. Shit. Yeah, Alexander Hacke out of Germany. This is, I think, there's a couple more parts of, but he had this big piece, people, about this imaginary young cat. And this is a Combinat dub. And then we had Mystical Experience, Primary Mystical Experience, excuse me, I'm sorry, with Tiger. One-man drum band trip. It's I got to play, but it was one quarter of this thing. I did my first gig in some. I don't think I've ever gone 7 months without a gig before, people. That was a trip. But I broke that fucking whatever. Ellis Swan, after that, it could be worse. Yeah, that's a good philosophy. Cattle Hideki with Song for a Scavenger. And finally, Tony Cassetti with Coming Home. Okay, so what's the name of this little unit you got with your siblings?
It was called, we called it the Afterwhile, and my sister came up with that. I think she read it in the book or something, and the joke was always like, you know, after a while we're bound to, you know, something's going to happen for us. You know?
Oh, yeah. Hurry up and wait.
never really did, like, on a grand scale, but we toured with that band, and that's kind of what brought me up to Minnesota. We started coming up here, and I fell in love with the music scene up here, and actually met a girl who became my wife, and she's from up here, and she got me up here permanently, and I never looked back. I love it up here. Yeah.
There's a Bob Dylan song called Girl from Red Wing.
Yeah. That's right, man.
Now, he was from Hibbin, a little bit north, but I got to play Duluth once. Yeah, yeah. And luckily it wasn't winter. I mean, Lake Superior, that's a piece of water there. Jeez. You're right, though. Yeah, it's very incredible, right? Land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
So this was a sea change for you.
It was. Well, I mean, I was glad to be back in the Midwest because I remember, you know, living in Michigan and Detroit. But it took me a minute to readjust, but I love it. You know, and like I said, the music scene here is incredible. The cats that I've been running into are the wealth of music here is just, it's amazing. So I'm lucky to be here and fortunate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever we were, here we are now.
Yeah.
All those red roads led to here. Now, what happened with After Why?
What happened? We just kind of the same thing, you know, it just ran its course, and I wanted to move up here full time.
Right. But, you know, I mean,
music-wise,
you pick up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really land any kind of official thing, but we recorded a few albums, and you can, you know, find them online still. And, like, my sister was the primary vocalist, and then my brother and I did a lot of the backing harmonies, but I would sing lead on a few things here and there, but then
it evolved to Tony Caccetta show, right? Caccetti show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yep.
Well, tell me
about
that.
My brother Chris kept with me, you know, when it just became me solo, he stayed in the band, and we kind of just went by my name and you know, picked up a couple different players from up here, and so
now,
yeah.
Now the material changed probably, right? Probably all yours.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was because I was doing a lot of the writing in the After While, and Gina and I split it. She did some and I did some. But then, you know, once I had a lot of stuff that I wanted to kind of explore on my own, and, you know, and so when I branched off on my own, a lot of that stuff came out and became what you have now and what I sent you, you know, and what I'm doing currently.
So you're saying, like, you would write songs knowing your sister was going to sing them, but now you're writing songs you know you're going to sing.
Yeah, for sure. It was a cool process, though, because, you know, a lot of the stuff turned into, I do still sing a lot of the stuff I wrote and she, you know, for her to sing, but then it translates into, you know, that I can sing it too, and I've tweaked it a little bit. So that's cool how that works.
Fix the pronouns.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, people get really uptight about that shit. So
it's so weird. You know, I do a lot of, I'll do a John Prine song, Angel from Montgomery, and I don't change the words, you know, at all. And I'll have these cats that are like, oh, why are you singing about, you know, you had a cowboy once. And I'm like, man, it's the song. Like, I'm singing the lyrics. He sang it. You know, what's the difference?
There was a great Thin Lizzy song called Cowboy Song.
Yeah.
Remember that off Jailbreak?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, the bass player ran the band. Yeah, Watt had to get in there. Right? The bass. You know what was trippy seeing him live? He had a mirrored pick guard, so he'd shine the lights right back in your eyes. You know?
Yeah. That's
good technique. Look, Tony gave me the stranger shade of red. Strange shade of red. Let me play it. Yeah.
Morning falls again, the sky is clear, all the trees are still, but she's trembling. Her eyes see beauty, but you can't hide tears. What he took from her for all those years. Yeah. Well, she trusted him with childish faith. Trips they took to that special place.
How could she have known what lay in wait? This so-called bonding tie had a much different face. She's had enough, she's had enough to hear. What she had to do, should have done now for years. And the shanty birds and the fish have been fed. And the boat outside is now painted shade of red. Ocean breaks again on new sand as she washes him from her hands. Oh, she breathes relief but cries out and leaves behind the boat now painted a strange shade of shanty birds and the fish have been fed, and the boat outside is now painted a strange shade of red, shade of red, shade of red, a strange shade of red.
Sweet spot where I'm not quite bored with it yet, but I don't know. I'm still learning things about it, so not dare say I'm ready. But here goes. Thank you.
Yeah, driven by a dream. Oh, the two of us, we were running wild, we were running free. Chasing no direction, dealing love out foolishly. Hey, come on. When I saw you, you were looking right back at me. Just giving some thought to asking you to leave here with me. Like a couple of used impulses, we were far from being rust free. But we both look pretty damn good, I'd say. Hey, considering we're getting washed away by this Mississippi River town. Going door to door, tracking all salvation down. Living on the edge of a wasted chance. Well, you was my lover, I got you on me. We're getting there, darling, and it just keeps getting better. Yeah. Oh, it's just getting better. I wanna dance with you on the buckets that pour and rain. Just wash away this godforsaken responsibility. Grab up the kids, show them treasures ain't never seen. Stuff you cannot learn in school or staring at a damn TV. We're getting washed away by the Mississippi River town. Going door to door, tracking our salvation down. Living on the edge of a wasted chance. You was my lover, I got you on me. We're getting there, darling, and it just keeps getting better. Small town got me thinking on some things. Just driving around, yeah, driven by a dream. For the two of us, we're never meant for plasticity. So let's head on down the road, start living again, 'cause we're getting mighty close to being. Mississippi River town. Going door to door, tracking all salvation down. Living on the edge of a wasted chance. Well, you was my lover, I got you on me. Well, getting there, darling, and it just keeps getting better. Yeah. Well, getting washed away by the Mississippi River town. Tracking our salvation down. Living on the edge of a wasted chance. With you as my lover, I got you on me. We're getting there, darling, and it just keeps getting better.
For Pedro Show. Start that chunk music, Tony Cacchetti with Strange Shade of Red. And then David First, this is brand new from him. Hand Number One. Man alone on the acoustic guitar, people. Taking it to some trippy places. Finally, Tony Cacchetti with Rivertown. So, Tony, are you one of the cats that like, hey, what? I already wrote the song. Why you wanted me to talk about it? That's why I recorded it and wrote it and played it. Or do you like talking about songs you wrote?
I do. I dig it. You know, I like people to interpret it themselves, but I'm all about if they want to talk about it. Like I'm happy to give you my take on it, but I also want people to take it for themselves, because I'm one of those cats that believes that, you know, you don't own music after you write it. You know, it's like it just happened. It passed through you from some other dimension.
You
put your own little twist on it, and then it's out for the world to enjoy and be part of. So yeah, like that's
I'm way
right
into that opinion. I share that with you. I think it leaves you. I mean, you give birth to it, but then it, like a kid, right? It has its own life. So tell me about Strange Shade of Red.
Strange Shade of Red's got a really cool story. I'll try to put it in a nutshell for time, but like I did this, I got an artist grant a couple years ago through the state of Minnesota, and the project was I was going to send out invites to all these artists from different platforms, have them send me in work, and then I was going to pick 12 pieces, whether it be painting or whatever, and write an album based off of it. And so the criteria was I didn't want to know any of the names or the titles of the pieces, and I got over like 200 submissions, and I narrowed it down to 12. Well, this Strange Shade of Red was off of one of these. Dan Weimer was the painter I later discovered, and it was a painting of a boat, like on a kind of this beach scene. It was weird. It was kind of trippy when I saw it, and it wasn't like a typical thing you'd see in a condo or something. And I started getting the vibe of, well, should I make it like a beachy, you know, kind of sublime feel or something? And it started like it often does with me, going to this really weird, trippy, dark place. And I got this idea that there was a girl that, who's, I guess you could say her father, or maybe it was her stepfather, you know, was abusing her and taking her to this kind of beach shack. And cause that was in the painting, this little shack by this boat. And he, you know, and eventually she was fed up with it and took him out, you know, and fed him to the fish and painted the boat with, you know, painted the boat with his like blood and shit. And so it became Strange Shade of Red. And so if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of ties into that. And I mean, I know it became a dark thing, but I also, you know, it was just kind of one of those things that how it comes, you don't really control it. I'm one of those writers that if something starts to take me, you know, I just follow it. I don't try to fight it, because usually when you fight it, it never turns out good. So,
or you get old Hollywood in the ending.
Right.
Which is terrible. Right. Yeah. But, you know, the idea of like, there's a shack there. What's going on in that shack? I like that idea. And so that's one artist with his expression or hers sharing with you to get your shit lit. That's one of the greatest gifts us humans can do for each other.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, truly. And this Rivertown?
Yeah, Rivertown, it was kind of just loosely based off Red Wing here, because we're right on the Mississippi.
Right.
We're an old Rivertown, and I kind of just, it was one of those tunes that, you know, I was just thinking about living here and some of the struggles and also the joys of living here, and that all just came together that way, you know, so.
Is the border there? Is it the border with Wisconsin there?
Yeah, we're right on the border.
Yeah, because old days rivers used to be a big dealio that way. I don't think people realize with cars and bridges and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a trip. It's like nature having its way to like kind of define things. And also we are talking about how where Red Wing is compared to where it is in New Orleans. The river changes a little bit.
Oh yeah, we're also by one of the, I think the biggest turns in the Mississippi, like the barge. It's pretty cool to watch the barges try to maneuver.
Those guys
have
got some technique. Those tug cats, sometimes 40 or 50 of those things tied together, and they can do it. They can run it. God damn.
And they're going against that crazy current too. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Those guys are masters.
Much respect. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, April 10, 2023. Dish Wap Peter Show. Special guest Tony Cacchetti. Hold tight, hour three. April 10, 2023. It's the third hour of the Walk for Pete Rose Show.
Mm-hmm. feels like the sun. Just cast a new day. It's sinking low again. Already here for tomorrow. Seems like the fate in the mirror looking my way is a little more concerned. Trying to find more time to borrow. Let's shake, carry on like we gone forever. Don't wait in vain. 40, 50, 60 years leave us to wonder. No one to blame. I guarantee there'll be another chapter. It's a shame, what a wait, waiting on the after.
Thank you. anything, anything, in its right place.
Don't stop. you are through and you knew what you were doing. You proved what you were proving. And it was sort of soothing to see. I couldn't say that it was new. Guess you could say, but yours grew on me. I'll venture not a purer thing you'd ever really want to even see. Motorboating through our lives, only gradually. Gaining rudimentary navigational skills, and even sometimes offended by very friendly lighthouses. Now that you have moved on, I'll process priceless memories. I should have seen that you were stewing. I was absent when you blew, and by the time I knew it, was already in full fabulous swing. Motorboating through our lives, only gradually gaining rudimentary navigational. And sometimes offended by very friendly lighthouses. Very friendly
tape has closing time. The ball mates counting out the tips that she made, waiting on the last two fellas to leave. She overheard them saying that they respectively lost the son and dad, and hope that someday fate might let them meet. And she said, hey there, boys, these next two beers are both on me. Here's a couple of shots, a heartbreak to ease the pain. If there's one regret I could forget, I wish I'd never known how two strangers shared a longing each one had, for the son to share a drink with his old man. He swirled the glass and started telling about the woman took for granted, how she bore a son he'd never know, how laying there in the dead of night he'd think on it and begin to cry, wondering if he'd ever feel that void. He said, hey there boy, you remind me of who I used to be. Back in the days, Waylon and Willie Rain. If there's one regret I could forget, I've been so alone. And there's one more thing I wish I could have done. Wish I could have shared a drink with my son.
Show start off third hour, Tony Puccetti doing the after, then Diane Marie Clova with Family on the Moon, Garrett T. Capps and NASA Country with A Better Place, Vic Chestnut, man, he had a voice.
Yeah. God, I love him.
You know what I mean? It's so, in a way, it's like a trippy version of Dean Martin. It's just so effortless,
right?
Yeah, it just comes out. Yeah, and I know he had a lot of pain in his life and shit, but beautiful art. I never knew.
Beautiful.
Finally from you. Tony, yeah, very friendly lighthouses. I forgot the title of his tune. His tunes are, I don't know, Vic Chestnut. Yeah, do you have, I mean, obviously you want to write Tony Cicchetti music and stuff, but do other artists, like, bear on you? Or influence
do they,
you?
Like what?
Influence you yeah, or, like, yeah, hell, help you out?
Totally. I get influence. I mean, if you listen to my like this latest album that both those The After and the I Never Knew are off of, like, my albums are scattered all over the place because I get influenced so much, and I'm one of those people that when I listen to an album, I want to be taken on a journey. So I don't like albums that typically sound, you know, the same from track to track. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of how my writing evolved is just because of how I like to listen. So, you know, it's. Yeah, I have so many different influences just from growing up, you know. And
Yeah. And like, you're hearing a song, you're like, man, that's interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
But you don't want to copy that, right? So, but it still fires something off in you because you've had your collection experiences. Now you're going to bring to bear. In another way, like we were saying about how an artist can help another artist by giving them the opportunity. But this is just by showing their work of art. Now, here's my work of art. Like what you did with that grant from the Minnesota government about...
From Minnesota,
right. Here you took an expression like painting, a visual thing, and then you turned it sound. But is there some sound guys, guitar guys, singer guys? You mentioned John Prine.
Yeah.
Any other
cats? Oh, yeah, those guys. John Prine, yeah. Sorry, you know, there's so many. God, because I grew up a lot with my brothers turned me on a lot of the early, you know, 70s songwriters, Lightfoot and, you know, all those dudes. And so that's always resonated with me. But, like, I really dig a lot of jazz, you know, from listening from my dad and all kinds of classical stuff and stuff. So, but, like, lately I've been listening to, which I think just lends to my style of singing and playing is like the old, you know, troubadour guys, Towns Van Zandt and Guy Clark, dudes like that, you know, really resonate with me. Their storytelling and just their the way they write. So,
you know, Gordon Lightfoot, he did a tune about that boat that broke up on Lake Superior.
That's right.
Right. They found the bell, right? Because the bell is like the soul. So you find the bell of the boat, at least. I guess it just got broke on the fucking rough sea.
There's so many stories of Edmund Fitzgerald. Stories behind it, yeah.
That's it. Oh, like a big ore boat.
And
the waves there, right? It's such a big lake. It's got waves like a sea, you know.
We just had 20-footers a week ago up there. It was crazy. We had like a blizzard going on up there, and there was 20-foot swells in that. Yeah, so.
Damn. You gave me this tune, Snowman. You want to give a little intro to that?
Yeah, Snowman was cool. It came. I was living in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. I moved out there on purpose, and I wanted to just get away in the winter time up there and just kind of lock myself into a cabin up there. And I wanted to write, just be not bothered by anything. And I just, that one came from the fall that I experienced that winter up there in the mountains. And it was kind of like at the end of the day, it was getting into that twilight kind of light outside. And I was just looking out the window and noodling with this chord progression, and the words just kind of started spilling out, and they came from
I'm thinking of I-40, the Smokies, right?
Yeah, the Smokies, yep, right there outside of, so.
Because if you go a little west into Tennessee, I think Dollywood's not too far.
Yeah, I actually, my aunt lived right near there too, like in Sevierville. That's where Dolly Parton's from. Yeah, and Dolly was right there, Sevierville, Tennessee. Yeah. So.
And actually, that I-40 it's got some dangerous parts. Some turns that are pretty hairy there.
Hell yeah.
If you call a tour more than a month, I've done 67. So not as because you were been touring since you were a kid and stuff, but I got a little experience. Let's listen to Snowman.
Thank you. sleep soft and sound, like a baby confound to her dreamery. Singing songs that resound for the lovers and the gods, now a memory. Dreaming that wind will come back again and sail my stagnant vessel, clawing to hope, a sand for my rope. As I fell to the earth, weeping.
Oh. what people know. It was hidden in a book, so they burnt the books to keep the kids from finding out the things they had done. Better to know nothing than know something you don't want to know.
Asking for his
Watch for Pedro Show. Last chunk of music, Snowman. Start off with Snowman from Tony Cachetta. Then Headboggle did Bird Call, Bird Cell Call. Sorry. Electric Blue Super Infinite Transmissions. There's a band name. Antihistamine Cream. Brighton, England, I think they're from. Zach Rosen, out of Florida, but like way south. House of Cards. Samuel Locke Ward from Iowa City, band Books. And finally, Tony Cachetti with Stubborn Bones. What's next?
Man.
You got a tour coming? You got a... You know, you get done with a record. A lot of music cats I know, they get a record done. Damn, that was hard to get done. But then they're already set thinking of doing the next one. Are you like that?
Yeah, that's kind of how we're... A little bit. Yeah, I do that a little bit. I don't ever try to, like, force, you know, writing, so I kind of let it just happen as it comes. And sometimes that will take longer than, you know, than I'd expect. But this last one that we just did, Freer Street is the name of the album, and it's going to be – I'm really proud of it. It's awesome, and we're going to do a CD release party probably sometime end of July when it's released, and it's going to be a blast. I had some really – awesome cats play on it. Eric Koskinen produced it, and I had JT Bates on drums, and I even had speaking of Dylan, we had Greg Inhofer, who was Bob Dylan's organ player on Blood on the Track.
Sure.
Yeah, and he played on my album, and then Blair Krivenek, Nick Salisbury, we had some great dudes on there, man. So it came out great. We recorded it all live, even the vocals in one room. That's how I wanted to do it. And It's great.
What do you mean, like one
cool
room?
Album.
Like not a bunch of baffles and little isolation booths and shit like that?
No, we were just all together, and I was singing on an RE20 mic, and we just went for it. You know, did like a couple takes for each song, and, you know, that's what you got, you know, the old way. So.
Right. But that's okay. Yeah, you know, Charlie Hayden's daughter's made a record that Rykuda produced, and he used one mic.
Oh, man, yeah.
And his boy played
that's
drums.
That's real hardcore.
And you better get the mix, right?
That's right.
I get you get the mix by positioning bodies.
Yeah, for sure. That takes some doing right there.
Right. So where can people find you on the internet and find out about the new record?
If you just go up to TonyCachetti.com, I'm there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all those social media stuff and Spotify and all that. But the new record, you know, we'll start dropping singles here shortly. I'm with a small label now out of Wisconsin called Farm to Label Records. And that's where we cut the album out at the studio there in Menominee, Wisconsin at Drum Farm Studio. And,
I've seen that sign off the interstate. And I've always wondered about Menominee. Like, who would name their fucking town? It's right over the border.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's where right all the hombres hide out to give you speeding tickets. They work in twos. I know about Menominee. But.
Yeah, so. John Richardson's place is over there.
Let me tell the listeners. TonyCachetti.com, people, if you want information on this. And how long did it take to do?
We cut this album in 3 days. We lived out at the farm. It's actually on a farm, and we all lived out there and just recorded around the clock. So whenever it kind of came to us, and so 3 days we knocked it out, and
it was one of the best experiences. I'm gonna guess it was a dairy farm.
Yeah, it's kind of he has a bunch of stuff out there. Yeah, him and his wife. Well, it's John Richardson owns it. He was
He toured
with the Gin Blossoms and stuff and some other cats. He's a drummer, so.
Right. I think those guys were Zona cats. But, you know,
wherever
there's work, right?
Yeah.
Wherever there's work. But here's the thing about Wisconsin, right? And Greg Norton, in fact, people we were talking before the show, but Greg Norton lives in this town that Tony lives in. And anyway, curds. Watt always gets curds when he's in Wisconsin on tour. You know, this is unaged cheese, people. And Greg Norton, he turned me on to the technique to know if they're good ones. He says, if they squeak on your teeth.
That's right, man. That's right. Yeah. And we have the capital of where they're made right here, like 10 minutes
from Elwood,
Wisconsin.
Menominee. Yeah, so. God, that name, it sticks in my mind like a brand. Well, look, I'd love to have you on again when you get another record out. Will you please come on, play? We'll play it, and you can talk about it.
I definitely will, Mike. Ah, that's awesome, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I wish you the best luck with this. People, go to his website, check it out. Get ready when he brings it to play for you live. You got plans to come to SoCal?
Man, I'd love to. I got an aunt out there. She lives out in Westminster, and I've been hankering to come see her. So yeah.
They call it Little Saigon. A lot of old people. yeah, went there. But yeah, now you're too far from Peoria. So you come and do a gig, and Watt will come out. But I can't wait to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for making this appearance here, Tony.
Man, thank you, Watt. I appreciate it, man. I had a lot of fun. Thanks so much for doing this for artists to get their stuff out there, man.
Absolute, absolute. I feel happy to be able to help.
Right on, right
on. April 10, 2023 edition, Watt Peoria show. Keep your powder dry.